Welcome to The Swing House,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle,
from hookups to anal hooks. Age 18 only.
Definitely contains adult content.
Welcome to episode 13.
We wish you a fetish Christmas.
Got some exciting stuff to talk about today. Got a guest speaker lined up.
We do.
Here very, very shortly. And SST. And our...
got a special toy review today.
Special toy review. Joint toy review. Because we both...
It's our last episode.
It's our last episode. It's emotional. It's emotional, but we need a rest.
We do. And we have celebrated tonight with lots of wine. So
wine.
God knows how this is going to go.
Yeah. it'll be an interesting one. We definitely have a few to add to the blooper reel, which we'll be hopefully producing in the next
like a Christmas
weeks.
Special. You're
Christmas
welcome.
Special blooper reel. And we've also got another little thing under our hat lined up, haven't we?
Under our panties.
We don't want to quite finish. We don't want to, you know, stick to that every Friday. We're edging you closer to the big bang. And and we'll be back in January for season two. But we'll have a couple of specials to titillate you in the meantime.
Right then, Gash, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I've had quite an interesting week. Obviously, I've been poorly, so my mojo has been pretty depleted over a couple of weeks, but it's come back with a vengeance. So the last 4 days, I've just been opening the Love Honey calendar, experiencing the Love Honey calendar, and getting disappointed by the Love Honey calendar.
Oh, my God. Honestly, when you opened that sandalwood candle, I was with Tropical Island Boy at the time, and we watched the video together, and we were cracked up. Obviously, I know you, so I don't know if it like really came across. I mean, just you could hear the disappointment. It's a candle. Yeah. You could hear you just audibly die inside. But I mean, to be fair, you'd had a run up of mostly male toys anyway.
Yeah.
Some mint balm things.
Yeah, we still haven't tried.
Massage oil. And then you just got candle.
I got a candle.
And I knew you were like, I just want to have a play session. I want a really good
something
like,
that vibrates. Yeah. You know, something that I can
something
use.
To make your eyes roll back. And then you opened that door and bless you, you got candle.
I know. It was a good one today though. We've got a G spot and a P spot vibrator, so that's looking quite interesting.
In my calendar.
Yeah. Still need to give that a try. I will say as well, baby oil and the nipple clamps were tried last night. The nipple clamps come off, so I think they do need to be adjusted a little bit tighter.
Actually, I already got a confession. I got those same nipple clamps in my calendar. I didn't know what I was doing with them, and I was trying to put them on upside down. And it's only because I watched you opening the calendar and explaining like how they work. I was like, oh, that's I'll spread it for them in a bit.
Yeah, you pull the metal bit down to adjust them, and they open up.
I was trying to squeeze my nipple through that little like
oh my god
bit at the bottom. I was thinking, do I have like massive nipples or something? Like, why will these not fit through? But I've realised that they're upside down.
Yeah, upside down. You need to move them down and make it a bit bigger. Attach them. But the baby oil. So I had a butt massage, which is always quite a nice one. But it trickled down to my bum hole, and it was burning.
Ouch!
So probably on those safety instructions that I threw in the bin was somewhere. Probably don't get it near your orifices. So. Yeah, back massage, bum massage, but maybe just limit the amount of oil so that it doesn't drip down.
Oh.
But yeah, that wasn't, don't get me wrong, that bad, but it was just a bit like, oh, it's a bit burning down there. I'm getting the shower quickly. No, but other than that, it's been quite a standard week. 3 p.m. wanks seemed to be my time.
I know, we thought we'd synchronised our wanks today, didn't we?
We did.
But I was working an hour.
An hour in front,
wasn't I?
You were,
yeah.
But it's always good fun. Sometimes I don't know what it is. About 3 o'clock, when I'm working, when I'm not working, that is my time.
It's just nice to be able to break up the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people stop for a coffee, some people stop for a cigarette, some people stop to meditate. We stop to wank.
Yeah, it makes the day go quicker.
It does.
End your day on a high. So what have you been up to then, Blush?
I have been getting ready for Christmas. Everyone is losing their minds at the moment. Become first name terms with my every delivery man.
Yeah.
Had a lovely weekend. And
what happened at the weekend?
Wow, I got really impatient. Actually, I'm not even going to take the blame for this. Tropical Island Boy got really impatient and made me smash open all the doors on the Love Honey.
Wow.
So I'm not going to give away what was... Because I had a 12-day Christmas one, didn't
yeah.
I? So it's slightly different to yours.
Did you get any candles?
No. No sandalwood candles.
Damn it.
So I'm not going to give away too much what was in there just in case people are still opening theirs. So it's not fair to give it away, but... had a great time playing with all of those. Felt very spoilt. And I bought new underwear and decided to completely gift wrap myself.
Sounds good.
So the underwear I bought was this, I don't think you can even call it a bra. It had a bra structure. I showed you the picture.
You showed me the picture.
And it's got like these like red...
It's got the underwire bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then basically over the boobs, there's just like this ribbon.
Oh, it's
silky
like bows that go into your nipples.
Very cute.
Long as well.
Oh. We are going to do an underwear or like outfit episode.
I'm a lingerie person.
Me too. I always like to dress up, dress the part, heels, stockings, naughty underwear.
Confidence boost as well, I think. Cause
normally crotchless as well.
I love crotchless pants. But I like rather than like the bra and knickers, like is it called basques? You know, like they're almost like corseted.
Yeah.
And they're all like all in ones normally. Or it's normally like the top half, but you get like a little thong that goes with it.
Yeah.
And I love the suspender bands and
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm really into.
Yeah, well, season two.
Oh,
should do an outfit / lingerie episode. So tune in. Yeah. Which will be next year now. But we are planning on some bonuses as well.
2024.
We'll talk about those towards the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's our last episode of the series one.
The series one, yeah. That we hit at 13.
We're celebrating our milestone with a glass of red wine.
We are, yeah.
Had dinner cooked for us.
We did, which was nice. And, yeah, it's been emotional. It's been really... Yeah. I've loved doing it. And, you know, it's just... And I just can't wait to do season two now, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
We've got some other interviews lined up, haven't we? And... Definitely going to have some trips planned.
A lot.
Swinging clubs. Yeah.
But just, get out there and really start.
Yeah. Exploring the swinging
lifestyle. Yeah, and also just getting swing hairs bigger and better. We're
going to
take swing hairs up north, aren't we?
We are. Up north. Go up north at some point when the weather's better. So it's going to be good.
Does the weather get better here?
Can't guarantee it, can we?
No. We should do swing hairs abroad.
We should. Definitely.
Just because we deserve a holiday.
Swing hairs does Amsterdam. It would be quite a good one. It would be brilliant. But we are planning a couple of Christmas bonuses, aren't we? So
we are.
We're going to do a blooper reel, which...
Surprisingly, there's a disgusting amount of.
There is a lot. And I've started working on that tonight, so that will be out, before Christmas. And we're going to do like a Christmas bonus.
I think so. We're still going to see each other over the Christmas.
We are. Might even start the podcast ahead of time just to, get a bit in front. But
it's going to be weird meeting up and not reviewing toys or telling you some shit jokes.
Just being normal.
Honestly, listeners, Gosh, it's just, she just doesn't take a joke. She doesn't understand jokes. Completely wasted on her, and tonight it's just such a problem. Like, she just doesn't get it. So here's, I'm gonna tell you the joke.
Here's an example.
You still don't get it though. I'm trying
to
explain it to you.
You need to draw me a picture.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying though. Just like listening carefully.
I'm focused.
Are you focused? What is the difference between three dicks and a joke? You don't get jokes.
No.
But you do get three dicks. Oh, no, that's wrong.
Would be good.
I mean, so you... it can't take.
Just to prove a point, I struggle to get these jokes because the joke teller does not
It's a red
deliver
wine.
Them.
No, normally.
Do not make a wine.
Normally, they're brilliant. It's supposed to be, what's the difference between three dicks and a joke?
Yeah.
You can't take a joke.
You can take three dicks.
You still don't get it.
Still don't get it, yeah. No.
You got it more when I'd fucked up.
I did. I'll say more about you or more about me. I jokes, I need, I'm the person that needs to have them explained to them. I don't remember any jokes at all. I'm not a, everything I say is original, gush, brain, funny. If it is funny, I find myself funny. I don't know if other people do.
I just love someone who goes under your head. Do you just lots. Think, even with the basic knock-knock jokes, you just don't get them.
No. And all I probably know is, what I haven't, no. I
start it. Come on, best joke.
I can't even start it. The chicken, what happened to the chicken that crossed the road?
Oh God, I don't know.
Got to the other side.
That is, there might not be a series two. That was so awful.
I know, that's about as much as I can remember.
Do you know what? It's Christmas season and we're going to get Christmas crackers. I want you to go around and just store up all the jokes because anything in those Christmas crackers was better than that.
Told you, I'm not a joke person. I'm just original content only. So
this is quite an exciting week. So not only is it our final episode of the series, but mm-hmm. we also have a special guest, don't we?
We do. We do.
He is a two-time winner, consecutive years.
Consecutive years.
Of the UK Fetish Awards.
Mm-hmm.
For
Master. Is it Master of the Year?
It is. It's Master of the Year.
It is the Ginger Gen, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. So we've got some questions we just want to go through with you. So firstly, do you want to tell us about yourself? Because some people may know you. Some of our listeners obviously might be first discovering you.
I'm the Ginger Gen. I'm based in the south coast of England. I am a pro dom and obviously work in the porn industry. I've been within the BDSM communities now 17, nearly 18 years. Pro domming for about 5 years. Obviously had a bit of a break with lockdown, but it's just been a bit of a roller coaster, and that's what I am.
So what's pro domming then? I've heard of domming, but what's the pro
in so domming? Normal kind of DS relationships is you have a dom and a submissive who are together and they form a relationship, whereas mm-hmm. mine, I am a professional dom, mm-hmm. so I would be doing it, and it is paid work. So I would have somebody come up to me and go, I want a session, we plan it out together, mm-hmm. Price it up, and then obviously I give them what they need, mm-hmm. and then they'll get payday from it. So it's a bit of a different scenario. You can get regular, reoccurring submissives or partners and things who will consistently book you up, which I do have one person at the moment who has been pretty much consistent this whole year now. And then you get other people who may just have maybe a one-off experience because they're in the country, in the area, or it could be an event situation. They want you to go to an event with them.
Nice.
So is it something you have a studio for? No, I don't know if that's a daft question. Or whether
dungeon.
Like a dungeon?
Yeah.
Or do you predominantly go to their house? How does this work?
It all depends on the person. It all depends on what you're planning as well. So I do have, locally, there is dungeons to the South Coast, which I can use, which obviously you hire out. There is a Ginger Gents dungeon, which is in my house, but it's very rare I let somebody into that.
Okay.
All right. That's more of a personal thing for me, and it's a personal use side of it. Mm-hmm. So it is a bit of a different scenario there. Other times it could be a hotel, it could be an Airbnb. I know I shouldn't say that, but it is the truth.
Wow.
Other times it could be me going somewhere else in the country. So there is, throughout the UK, we're talking nearly hundreds now of dungeons, and there's more setting up.
Wow.
It's become...
Oh, no. I have no idea.
I need to one.
I mean, you take Portsmouth and Southampton, there is now 3 dungeons there.
Wow.
With another 2, I think, becoming planned in the works.
Josh will have the locations of those after the
end literally, of this podcast. When we finish, I want you to send me the addresses and how I get to them.
Yeah, also, Ginger Jen, if you ever sell your house, can I be a fly on the wall when you show the estate agents around, please?
The weird thing I actually have had an estate agent come
around. You imagine.
That's the worst part of this. And yes, I do have a wall of what I call the wall of impact. It's just full of impact toys. So we're talking paddles, whips, canes, floggers, chains, you name it, it's probably on this wall.
Yeah, it's two up, two down. It's got beautiful, big open plan lounge, and here's the dungeon.
That does sound like my house.
Is it our friendly neighbourhood?
Is it soundproof though?
It is pretty damn soundproof. Okay. It's not as best as I would like it, but again, it's just personal use, so it's more for me and for whoever I'm working with in that aspect of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, generally it's a no go for the professional side.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fun though.
It does. It does.
Well, maybe you two can get down there.
Maybe we will plan a trip down next year. We are gush and blush on tour, aren't we? So if that's an invite, we will potentially join you.
Can I have a look at the dungeon?
Yeah, come suss it out. Give you an O rating.
and I get help.
So what is your favourite part of the lifestyle then?
So this is a tricky question for me, because probably something that people don't think about is actually meeting the people. So when you plan, pro doming especially, you're getting to know somebody quite intimately very quickly. Mm-hmm. You're getting to know a lot of their dark desires, their wants, their needs, and also how to look after them afterwards, mm-hmm. within a very short period of time. And to do that, you kind of need to know who they are without knowing who they are. And I love that. I love that aspect. With the porn side of it, I have met in the last couple of years the most fantastic people you can think of. They are truly not just like beautiful people on the outside, but they are just amazing people on the inside. The amount they care about what they do, little things. I mean, you take some of the bigger names, which obviously I won't say their names, but certain aspects of what they're doing at the moment, buying houses for, you know, the less fortunate who are struggling at the moment. They're doing a toy drive this Christmas.
I know who this is.
Pardon?
I said, I know who it is you're talking about as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you wouldn't think that that's come from porn.
Mm. Yeah, but sex sells, so
it does.
Should come from porn. I absolutely love what they do as well. I just think they're amazing. Yeah.
And it will continue to sell. It's one of them things where it would never stop. And it's a great industry to be in, but it can also be the worst industry to be in. Mm-hmm. Because you get such a stigma for it, and there are people out there who will give it a bad name and bad rep, but there's more people to give it a good name.
Yeah.
It's don't judge a book by its cover, because you really don't know that person.
So how did you sort of discover that you were a dom, really? Because learning about this sort of, like you said, the care afterwards and like certain aspects of it, that's obviously something you learn on the way, because I certainly wouldn't have known about that from the off when I first discovered what a sub meant and a dom meant, and certainly doing the podcast that I've discovered everything that goes into being a dom and being a sub and things like that.
Do you have, like,
a training course to go on?
I wish it was something I'd love to do. I'd love to actually try and teach it as such, but that's going to be a conversation for later on. But the way I kind of got brought into this at the time, it was just before I was turning 18, and my partner was a little bit older than me, and she was obviously a little freaky on the sheets, and she wanted me to learn more stuff. We reached out to a couple local to us both, and basically they took us and took me under their wing, mm-hmm. and they taught me, and we're talking, you know, 18, nearly 18 years ago, so a lot of it was behind closed doors, but they taught me submissive side of life first. Mm-hmm. I had to submit, and they realized naturally I can't submit.
Yeah.
And they were, okay, we'll try some switch play with you, which is obviously both being dominatrix and then being submissive. Mm-hmm. Kind of didn't work out. I was still too dominant. Yeah. And it was natural. I do apologize, that was my dog sneezing.
That's fine.
So I turned around and I said, what does that mean? And they're like, well, we're going to teach you some, like, of the how to be a dominant, how to be a safe dominant. We're teaching you stuff about, like, aftercare. And then I learned from people who have already been doing it for so long. And unfortunately, recently I found out that the husband had passed away So but it was quite sad to hear for me. The kind of the person taught me my basic knowledge and going into more advanced stuff is now no longer there. But then I look at it and go, well, actually, they taught me so much, and then I've learned the rest myself as we've gone along. Has it been a smooth road? Has it been, you know, perfect each time? No, it hasn't. But that's when I learn my mistakes, and then I can correct them, and then I can put it in place next time. And it's forever, with BDSM, you're forever learning. Because not every person's the same.
No.
Not every person will react the same, do the same, want the same. So you have to adjust to that situation. You just don't stop. And I think that's one of the reasons why, like, my following has kicked in a little bit more, because they realised, actually, you know, I'm not just a one-trick pony. I've got a lot of sides to me.
Well, you're a pleasure dom as well, aren't you? As well as a sadist, yes. Would you say?
Yeah, so I'm kind of, I call it the double-edged sword, because one side of me, I'm a complete sadist. I like to give pain. It's fun. It is. I do have that dark side. But then I can also, as much as torment you, give you all that pleasure that you need, give you that attention, give you that need, that want, that desire.
Sorry, yeah. Gosh is literally in a puddle. No. I'm going to get the mop in a minute, love. Carry on, Ginger Jen.
Sorry.
So unprofessional.
It's fine. Can't find the staff these days.
God.
It's right. If she was here, she'd be licking it up.
She would be. Her face, gladly. See her face right now.
But merging the two sides of me together works in a lot of ways. And it just has been a consistent kind of level for me. I do have obviously sides. I do obviously, where the professional comes in, I do have lots of other things I'll do. I do have my limits, and I will voice when I'm not comfortable with something. Same as I also have my own safe words, because you never know when something's going to happen where I'm going to be either get uncomfortable or potentially have a dom drop, where I need to call time myself. And knowing my own self-care routine, knowing what I need and where my kind of limits are, it just re-enhances what I could do for somebody else. So again, it's the whole safety side of things. It's sort of the whole point of being sane, not being under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and like playing safely.
That is a big thing.
It's the key feature.
It is. Because you do need to feel something. If you're not sober, you're numbing something, and it's kind of defeats the object of BDSM in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, some people do it to get away from what they're going through in real life. Use it as an escape, which is perfectly fine if that's what they want and they are consensual inside of knowing what that entails. Then there's no reason for it. But it's yeah, if they have got something really severely, and I can normally, again, one of the bits which pro dom should be able to do is body read. Yeah. Read their reactions, read their emotions, read how they are going, and then knowing when to stop or knowing when to not even start play. Because the hardest thing is actually going, you can't play.
No.
I do apologize. Be professional, be courteous, and go, you are at breaking point before we even do anything. Yeah. This will help you or benefit you.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a lot of the problems we have nowadays, again, it sounds horrible because it sounds like I'm just picking on a film, but there is a film out there. It has come from books, and other films have come from this, and I do not like them. They're good films, but that's what they are.
Yeah, they're not reality.
They're not information. They're not teaching you anything. They're glorifying stuff which shouldn't be glorified in. And the problem they've got is when obviously they came out, a lot of people were open to it all. Yes, it's benefited us since the BDSM community in one aspect of things. It's brought it all to light that this stuff happens. And actually, it's okay in the sense of what we do safely, consensually, is fine. But on the other side of it, it's brought out these people who then suddenly go, I'm a dominant, I can do this, or I'm this, and I can do that. And actually, they know nothing about it. They get into a situation where they end up hurting somebody. They won't take responsibility for it because they don't understand what they did.
Well, and they won't, you know, produce the aftercare, which is really needed after it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would never play with anybody if I did not know what their aftercare needs were, mm-hmm. or if they have any. Because some people are new to it all, so they don't know what they need for aftercare.
Yeah.
But have a basic plan in place. So I would tell them, you know, afterwards, if you feel like this, we could do this. If you feel like that, we could do that. If this happens, this is what I would do. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I've kind of been looking at recently is I kind of had a bit of a Twitter, X war the other day, and I turned up to a supposedly pro-dom who's based in America, and said to them, are you first aid qualified? And he went, no, why would I be?
Well, asphyxiation, you know, suspending people who pass out.
One wrong move on a flogger and you can split open their back.
Yeah.
You know, the damage you could potentially do to somebody's skin, let alone if they faint, if they start vomiting, convulsing, if you hit them in the wrong place and might break a bone, because that's potential.
Yeah.
The restraint systems people use and things. Again, it's just being that much wiser and that much more with it, I think. As a whole, even the UK scene as well, although the scene over here is a lot better, and I don't mean it to be harsh to Americans, but it's getting there in the States as well. It's just learning them extra bits, getting them extra bits under your belt, and I think that makes you just that much more better on the scene.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also you like to advertise your services as well. Like if I was going to look for a pro dom, I'd want someone who is like taking their job seriously.
Yeah.
First aid trained, you know.
That's it. You know, aftercare.
Yeah.
Look after you.
Yeah. I mean, you said about asphyxiation, and I actually just recently had my my annual kind of retake of my course. So I've actually been trained into how to deal with that. Should the worst happen.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant you took a course on how to do it.
I mean, yeah, I wish that was a course.
Maybe there is a course out there. How to asphyxiate. Maybe you should start one.
Well, now I'm going to poke the anidol.
How to breath play. So what's your strangest request that you've had then?
This year?
just the top.
Today?
Just today, all the time.
I do you know what? I've not had one today. They've been quite kind of on the level. The weirdest one, and I did say no to it because I couldn't understand it, and I couldn't understand why. It was a brother and sister, and it was very incesty, which I wouldn't do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it a sort of tying her brother up blindfolded to a chair whilst I did something to his sister in the same group.
Oh.
And I was just like, I think my friend quoted me because he was with me at the time. He went, "You went white, and then you looked like you were going to vomit." Was this. Oh, and I just was like, "No, I'm not entertaining that. Like, no, I don't." I mean,
that's gross.
People's kinks and fetishes. Okay, you know, I respect it. I totally understand it, but just certain things, I'm just like,
when it's illegal. I think it's fine to turn that down.
Bit of incest. Yeah, I mean, it was a moral dilemma because technically, like she said, she was adamant. She was trying to really sell herself for it. Technically, they're not engaging in the acts together, but they're doing it in the same group. And I'm just like, I couldn't process it. I just went, no, it's not for me.
And she would be clearly getting off on the fact that the other person, their sibling, is in the room whilst that is going on. So that's
the psychological side of it. Would just, yeah, it just, no, it's just very
wow,
you know. Yeah, I mean, I've had some interesting stuff happen whilst I was doing scenes, things that were planned. So one of them was I was torturing her husband, and she walked in on it. And then I got her to torture her husband, and then I tortured her for torturing her husband. And it was just a really weird, interesting scenario that I thought, by the end of it, I was really proud, and everyone else was really proud, and they're all happy, and we all went our separate ways perfectly. But it was just one of the moments where afterwards you think to yourself, like, that just happened?
It does sound.
And that happens more than not. It's like kind of the afterthought of what you've just done, and you're kind of like, did I do that?
Maybe you should record, actually record all the today. Sessions so you can watch it back and then be like, yes, I did do that.
It does, like, sometimes, obviously, they do want pings recorded, which, obviously, I use consent forms for. Some people want to make content for it. Again, I use consent forms, waiver forms. They're all part of the package anyway. So when I potentially meet a new client, they will have a waiver form, they will have a consent form, they will have a list of their kinks, what they're into, they would have a list of what they want to achieve in a session, how long the sessions will be. All the information I can gather will be done in that prior to meets.
Doing your homework like that.
It just gives me an aspect of things, because I don't want to go to somewhere and find out that they're into something very extreme that I'm not comfortable doing, and then going, yeah, sorry, I've just wasted your time here. So in that information prior is very key. Sometimes if you're working in a dungeon and people are coming up and going, can you do this with me right now, it's a different boat. It's, again, a different scenario. You're doing things very, very quickly. Generally, in that sort of sense, it's mostly impact play they want. And always the case of going right through is going, right, okay, I know you're drunk. Are you onto drugs? No. Okay. Do you have any medical history that I need to worry about? Have you got anything broken? Are you injured? If it's there, so you kind of go through it at quite a rapid pace, but then again, you're still doing that pre-checks.
So we're going to talk about the fetish awards now, because that's that's not something I'd even known was a thing until this year, and you're a twice in a row winner. So how did that feel?
It took a while to sink in. Not gonna lie, I think there's an interview with one of the girls there, and I literally was like, yeah, I've just won this twice in a row, and I just, you can see on my face, I'm just like dumbstruck, because I just didn't believe it. And at the time when they called my name, I was queuing up in the bar to get a drink, and I've been standing there for about a good 5-10 minutes waiting, because the queue was massive, and the person behind me went, you won, by the way. And I went, what? So no, I haven't. And they're like, they just called your name. Like, it never really sunk in. I think it was about a good 2 weeks after it really did then start sinking in. Like, damn, I've actually done it. I've done 2 years in the trial.
Well, people have voted for you, so you must be good at what you do. So it's, you know.
I've got, to be fair, I've got a lot of friends, I've got a lot of family, and obviously a lot of fans who support me, and they've been there for me, and they've all, touch words, they've always been supportive of me. I generally don't really, occasionally you get the hate or the troll. Generally I've got a good group of people behind me, so it does help.
Did you get an actual trophy?
So yeah, we got an actual little award. It's the UK Fetish kind of logo, which is like a little devil with a devil's tail.
Did you get a free doxy as well?
I did.
What's a doxy?
Doxy wand?
This year I got a free doxy wand. I got from My Yarn Fetish, I think it was the fetish pig this year. So it's a pig which has got like bondage rope around it. It's very cute. And then obviously I got passes for the Swinger Fun and Fet Fest.
Hopefully we're going to go to those. I want to go to Swingathon. So are you going?
I am. I've got obviously my ticket already. Oh, yeah. So it's just getting my tent and, or, you know, glamping.
Yeah, I'll definitely glamp.
Yeah, I think I'm going for the glamp. I just want the electricity.
Exactly. And the running water in the toilets.
I want to plant the doxy in somewhere.
Exactly.
So I understand it. So it's not just a pro dom that you you do. You're a bit of a master of all trades. So, Gosh mentioned something about sex toys.
Yeah, don't you have a shop, an online shop?
So I'm working alongside a couple of companies at the moment. Kind of, I was doing that before actually the UK Fetish Awards even became a thing for me. So it happened during lockdown. Obviously, you couldn't really do much being at home. And my background is that of a chef. So I really couldn't do much. So I set up my own business, which was a brownie business, to kind of keep my cooking going. And then I started doing I started pushing more on my OnlyFans obviously at the time, and I had a couple of companies contact me, and basically they were like, can you sell our toys? And I went, I could try. And then one of the companies I was doing so well with, they actually turned around to me and went, can I potentially be part of their business and keep going? So yeah, I work with them very closely. We have struggled this last year only because of the changes in the world. As you can imagine, there's been lots of issues, and yeah, it has hit us quite hard. But hopefully with the new plans we've got in place for next year, it should be growing again.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you're on socials. Just remind our listeners what the socials are to find you.
So on my Instagram, it's tipsy1989. My Twitter, oh God, I can't remember. X now. I keep calling it Twitter.
I know,
terrible.
We do too.
It's so bad. I got told off earlier, so I was just like, it's Twitter still. Well, I'm sorry, but it is. I can't even remember. I think it's the Ginger Gem PE, which is also part of my company. Mm-hmm. So I've got a bracket. I say this bracket. So I'm the Ginger Gem's Pleasure Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all my kind of what I do goes underneath that bracket.
Okay, well, we've got, I think, a link tree for you anyway, so we'll pop that on our socials.
We'll pop it on our podcast as well, the links to your stuff, so how to find you, how to find your profile on Twitter.
X. Gosh doesn't find you first.
I found him.
I've got a new stalker, oh God.
We have.
Sorry. Clean up in aisle
got
six.
I've got a fan. Well, I think... What's that?
Shall I send a mop boy to you?
Yes, please. I was actually advertising for a sub, just for general house things, and I'd probably need to still follow that up at some point. I had about three in the winning, you know. It was good.
What, just to do your housework?
Just to do my housework. No sexual favours in return at all. Just.
Can I get in on this? Because my cleaning is expensive.
You're too nice. You're too nice.
I am too nice.
You wouldn't degrade them like they need to be degraded. Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you and just appreciate the time you spent talking to us. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, there is something that I've got in the pipeline at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's draft phase. It's not even complete yet, which is my actual book. So, again, for this whole bracket of what I do, I am currently writing some erotica.
Mm-hmm.
I have two books that are done, dusted. This is the third book in the series. And I kind of want to release them all at the same time. So they are on the way as well. So that'd be another thing to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also started working a little bit behind the camera.
Okay.
The new one for me. I never thought I was good at taking photos, but apparently on that, I'm not too bad.
Mm, maybe we'll get you to take some photos of us at some point.
Oh, that's when you come and visit me.
So is this Gush in the dungeon having a whale at a time, me in the corner absolutely terrified.
Terrified. Rocking backwards and forwards. Is this you you're going to read sexy story time tonight?
Possibly.
You're so mean.
I know. I will happily read it for you if you want me to.
Be my guest. You've got part of it, so
got part of it. I will read it.
Sexy story time with Ginger Gents Erotica.
Ginger Gents Erotica.
Like reading porn. I prefer it to watching it.
Yeah, it does. It, imagination.
It's all, and that's what I wanted to try and hit with it. I wanted to draw the person in, so they became that character. I wanted them to kind of imagine what it'd be like in that scenario, that setting, going through all the emotions, going through You'll know about it on the story time, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to give anything away.
No.
But yeah, maybe this will be the start of a bigger series, and I'll actually have a few more coming.
Feel free to send them to me. I'm quite good at proofreading, and obviously enjoy reading them anyway. So yeah, if you need some inspiration or some second pair of eyes on them, you know where to send them.
Perfect.
Right. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Ginger Jen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Sexy story time with Gush and Blush.
It's that time of the podcast for SST.
SST, sexy story time.
And not my week this week, thank God.
It is me, and I am reading an extract of one of the Ginger Gents' up-and-coming books. So here we go, listeners. Dame Tulsa Lady, you are mine, I am yours. To which she then kneeled down in front of him. She raised her hands to him, offering her wrists. He slides on the leather restraints and tells her to stand. He next puts a collar around her neck. The glisten from her eyes said it all. He then walks around her, staring at her, gently touching her, before stopping behind her. He grabs her from behind, a hand through her hair, the other around her throat. He asks, "Are you ready?" She smiles back. He says again, "That's not what I asked. I asked, are you ready?" This time she replies, "Yes, sir."
Ooh.
It's given me a little bit of a tingle reading that.
Bit of a funny flutter.
Were you fluttering?
I was
over.
There was some fluttering happening.
Yes, enjoying that, were you? Yeah, I'm looking forward to the books. I'm definitely looking forward to the books. This little sample I've had, it's going to be a good read. Better than the 50 Shades that we were talking about earlier anyway.
Ooh, toy review.
So this week's toy review then, we haven't put any polls up, but we don't really need to. We've just been inundated with sex toys, both of us. We both have a Love Honey calendar.
Yeah. And you got something in your calendar this week that I was very excited about.
Yeah, and I've used it quite a few times actually, which is the mini rechargeable massage wand.
So it's not the same as much more but mighty.
No.
But what did you think?
I thought it was quite powerful. It was quite on par with the bullet, actually. The bullet, you know, just seeing it on the table and jumping around and going around in circles, it's very powerful. It's great. It's small. It's easy to hold.
Oh, I know. Is it ergonomical? It's like my go-to wanking toy. I have two.
Sex toys be ergonomical?
Yeah, like it's good in your hand. It doesn't, like, cramp my hand up or anything.
No.
It sits on your clit really nicely. And because I like to use two toys at once, I'm a bit selfish.
Me too. Yeah.
Three
toys at once.
You've got a clear.
You can stick something in your bum hole.
Oh yeah, that's true. I have done it with my plug in.
Exactly.
Honestly, that mini massage one is just the perfect complement to any other toy.
Well, the charge lasts quite a while because I haven't had to recharge mine, and I've used that a few times. Mm. So there's been a few orgasms with that. Head is quite soft, isn't it? And it kind of moves as well. So it's not like rigid. So you won't push it, and it does have a bit of flex with it. But
and even during that, it's like mine is so sort of discreet that I can use it in like no matter what position.
I don't even have to hold it. I used it and literally sort of put it there.
You have a free freestyle.
In missionary, hands free, gripping onto the shoulders and sort of kept it. It just stayed in place because it sort of,
oh, that's what I mean. It's just
between my lips.
It's gorgeous, honestly. I'm so glad you've got one now.
I know. I can't wait to see.
The mini massage wand sisters.
Sisters. We are shoe sisters. Soul sisters.
Soul sisters.
We are sexy.
As in, like the bottom of our feet.
Bottom of our feet. I've always wanted a friend, a best friend, that had the same size feet as me. And I now have that with Blush. So we can borrow each other's kinky shoes, and as long as they come back come free, it's absolutely fine.
Well, it's still a guarantee with you, isn't it?
We also found out tonight that we both have a 3 p.m. horny time, don't we?
We do.
So we are synchronized.
I was earlier today, but only because I had other commitments, but normally, 3 p.m. wang time.
Yeah, it's actually 10 to 3, and I'm like,
it's time.
I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to squirt all over my bedroom mirror.
Which you achieved today.
Which I did.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was good fun.
My bedroom mirror was too far away.
We need to move it. Mine's literally positioned to the side of my bed for reasons, because I like to look at myself in bed.
Of course you do, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Of yourself?
Yeah, and an exhibitionist, so...
You should draw a target on your mirror, and then you should make it a mission to speak to, like, what did you do, squirt on your mirror today?
Yeah.
So you should draw a target and see if you can get like bullseye. Like, see if you can aim your squirt.
I don't know if you can aim squirt.
Aim your, yeah, but if anyone can, gosh, you can do it.
I can do this.
I believe in you.
You can, yeah. I need to get a target. Right.
This I'll week's... draw one. We'll get like an eyeliner and a lipstick and I'll draw one on your mirror. Yeah, do it.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
You go and draw me
180.
Bullseye. No, I'll be going for the bullseye. Bullseye, definitely.
That's only 50 points.
I don't care, but it's like, you know, in the middle.
You've not watched darts before.
Yes, watched darts. I've been.
I want a bullseye darts. And 180.
I can.
And actually, you can play around the clock. You know, you start at one and then you go two.
I think that's a bit. That's asking a bit
it's
much.
Like Olympic level squirrel.
If I could just get it within the target, then just be happy about it.
Gosh, so. For gold. And that's it. That's the end of episode 13 and the end of series one.
I know. It's been emotional. It's been emotional.
It's been a journey. I've learned so much.
I have learned a few things.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Man mayonnaise.
Oh, of course.
That's one of them.
All of the takeaways.
Yeah. They've got a lot. There's some things. Like the lube stuff was quite important, I find.
I learned a lot about myself as well. Like doing the BDSM quiz and... making me try things.
Yeah, I've had an influx of sex toys this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't even been out a year yet. We've only really, I think, since September. So it's been 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months.
Nice little quarter of the year.
We're nearly at... We've got 500 Instagram followers. Which
we haven't been banned for a while, touchwood.
I did get a warning the other day.
Did you?
You did not
tell me about this.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in a minute when we're off air.
It was the Will Ferrell one. It was, I contested it. So they actually changed how they do it now. They rather than just ban you, they like say, we're not too happy with this. And then you say, well, I think this is wrong. And you appeal it. And then they decide. And they decided they were unjustified.
Oh, okay.
So it actually got...
We'd have been banned. I'll tell you.
And then we're nearly at 1,000 on Twitter. And we're nearly at 2,000 plays now on our... In 3 months, that
cheers to that,
is
darling.
Cheers
to our rap party.
Here's to our rap party, and here's to season two, and here's to some of our bonus content that will be coming out shortly. But
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Hope you all get what you most desire in the world.
Hopefully, you get lots of sex toys, lots of sex, lots of orgies. Sex
and if not,
parties.
I hope you just enjoy a bloody decent cheese board.
Yeah, absolutely, and yeah.
Right. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you filthy animals.
See you next year, bitches. Bye.